Chapter 120. Above the Goya, as the Kiowa banked over the stern deck, Delta One gazed down, his eyes fixating on an utterly unexpected vision. Michael Tolland was standing on deck beside a small submersible. Dangling in the sub's robotic arms, as if in the clutches of a giant insect, hung Delta Two, struggling in vain to free himself from two enormous claws. What in the name of God? Equally as shocking an image, Rachel Sexton had just arrived on deck, taking up a position over a bound and bleeding man at the foot of the submersible. The man could only be Delta Three. Rachel held one of the Delta Force's machine guns on him and stared up at the chopper as if daring them to attack. Delta One felt momentarily disoriented, unable to fathom how this possibly could have happened. The Delta Force's errors on the ice shelf earlier had been a rare but explainable occurrence. This, however, was unimaginable. Delta One's humiliation would have been excruciating enough under normal circumstances, but tonight his shame was magnified by the presence of another individual riding with him inside the chopper, a person whose presence here was highly unconventional. The Controller. Following the Delta's kill at the FDR Memorial, the Controller had ordered Delta One to fly to a deserted public park not far from the White House. On the Controller's command, Delta One had sat down on a grassy knoll among some trees just as the Controller, having parked nearby, strode out of the darkness and boarded the Kiowa. They were all en route again in a matter of seconds. Although a Controller's direct involvement in mission operations was rare, Delta One could hardly complain. The Controller, distressed by the way the Delta Force had handled the kills on the Milne ice shelf, and fearing increasing suspicions and scrutiny from a number of parties, had informed Delta One that the final phase of the operation would be overseen in person. Now the Controller was riding shotgun, witnessing in person a failure the likes of which Delta One had never endured. This must end. Now. The Controller gazed down from the Kiowa at the deck of the Goya and wondered how this could possibly have happened. Nothing had gone properly. The suspicions about the meteorite, the failed Delta kills on the ice shelf, the necessity of the high-profile kill at the FDR. "Controller," Delta One stammered, his tone one of stunned disgrace as he looked at the situation on the deck of the Goya. "I cannot imagine." "Nor can I," the Controller thought. Their quarry had obviously been grossly underestimated. The Controller looked down at Rachel Sexton, who stared up blankly at the chopper's reflective windshield and raised a cryptalk device to her mouth. When her synthesized voice crackled inside the Kiowa, the Controller expected her to demand that the chopper back off or extinguish the jamming system so Tolland could call for help. But the words Rachel Sexton spoke were far more chilling. "You're too late," she said. "We're not the only ones who know."